You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ata marie e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. We're talking art this morning and we've got the wonderful Kat Fuchs in the studio. Kia ora Kat, how are you?
Great, thank you.
It's nice to have you up here. We are talking about Luff, which is a really lovely exhibition that is open at the moment at the Pa Homestead. This is at the art part of the Arts House Trust. Yep. And I'm just looking at this beautiful little sticker sheet that you've given me this morning, designed by one of the artists in the exhibition. Tell us a wee bit, Kat, about what is Luff? Who's in it? What's the kind of vision?
Okay, so basically Luff is a weather term, and when I was invited to curate the show, and I'm a practicing artist myself, and I thought, well, where to start? Because it's 8,000 works in the collection, and how to one narrow that down.
Yeah.
So I was going through a whole lot of ideas, and I hit on the weather because it's really topical at the moment, and my mum's totally obsessed with Dan Corbett, and we watch the weather every night.
I love it.
It's, you know, it's part of the routine.
Yes.
And so I thought, yeah, I'm going to do the weather. And then it actually morphed into the seasons and became about summer, winter, autumn, spring. And actually the term Luff, I'm going to read it out because
please do.
I don't know how many of your viewers know what it means, but it's a sailing term. And if you're a yachtie and you're luffing, your sail is flapping. You've gone too far, easing out the sheet, and you're no longer harnessing the wind out on the water. An encounter with this term is familiar, known, and informative. But here in the gallery, the word comes across unexpectedly, cute, and perhaps with a hint of intrigue. And that was exactly what I wanted, because it's, you know, it's really short.
Yeah.
And when I say luff, people think I'm saying love, and they're like, love, love. So that kind of captures your attention. But basically the show is a really dynamic collection-based show, and then I've invited artists from around New Zealand to be in it and commission them to do work. So
amazing. Who's part of that new commissioned group? Because I know you've got some recent grads in there.
Yep.
And you've got some really cool new young artists as well. Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm going to start with Nicola Shanley, because she's one of my faves. She's from Littleton, and she's a ceramic artist and works with textiles as well.
Oh, cool.
And she actually curates with Karina Curran, and the so we've got some amazing works. We had two works in the collection already that are on display, and then she sent up a brand new quilt that she handmade with Karina, and it's it's silk, and it's got been painted on both sides.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then accompanying that is an amazing lamp, so it's all ceramic fired, and then the shade she's made the fabric and then had it custom made into a lamp, and that was recently shown at the Brett McDowell Show Gallery in Dunedin.
Oh, amazing.
So yeah, we're lucky to have those in Auckland.
With that kind of, because there is so much diverse like materiality to this show, and I find it really interesting that you've brought in new people who are working with like materials that sit in maybe different like art history categorization, if that makes sense. Like people who are working in the kind of textile space is such a really fascinating area of New Zealand's own like art history as well, and it's really cool to see the way that this is kind of spread across the country too throughout people's work. Who else is part of the show?
So we've got Bronwyn Cornish, who you may know. She's a senior artist in New Zealand, and she's really renowned for her ceramic works, and she doesn't like to be known as a potter. She's an artist for sure. She's currently got a show on at the Artist Gallery in Parnell. And the work that we've got of hers is really interesting, because it hasn't been shown, and it's actually a series of four ceramic houses, and she's made each house is a season.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of like the centerpiece of the show, and the other interesting thing about it is that these tiny little houses with like tiny little doorways, kind of like shrines almost, they just sit there, and then on the top she's plunged in ceramic shards a collection of shards that she collected over many, many years. So you've got the history of ceramics from, you know, England and I don't know, America and Australia all combine into these works. And she actually said in her statement that she loves the way the ragged edges of the shard sit in the slab-cut clay, pushed in while the clay is still wet, and then fired to make a wonderful showcase.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, so that's really great. And then I've got the two artists that are young Elam grads, are Naomi Allen and Georgia Arnold. And Naomi has just graduated from AUT with her master's. She did a big show at the end of last year, which I saw and thought was really amazing. And so I got in touch with her, and she actually made the work specifically for Luff.
Oh, cool.
And it's called Floods for Thought Leaves Us High and Dry. And it was inspired by the memories of the unprecedented rainfall in Auckland on January the 28th. So it's an interesting work, because what she's done is she's gone high up on the mantelpiece, she's put a Lundia,
yeah,
because the Lundia was significant, because the Lundia had all her precious treasures in her bedroom. And then when the floods came, the Lundia was soaked and warped,
yeah,
and all of her objects were, you know, submerged.
Yeah.
And so that was really traumatic for Naomi. So she decided to repeat the Lundia, and she's hand painted it.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
It's sitting really high up on the marble mantelpiece in the morning room. And then in each little niche is a giant ceramic vessel that she's made. And so she talks about the sort of the precarious nature of the where the work is, and how that feeds into the feelings that she was having when she was making them. And so I wrote this. It said, each nook contains six ceramic vessels protected from the potentiality of unwanted touching. Thus, it challenges the viewer by imbuing the work with a heady mix of vulnerability and neuroses.
That's such a great statement. That's such a nice phrase of ideas kind of mashed in there, eh?
Yeah, so I really enjoyed finding out about the origins of that work. And then Georgia Arnold, who's right next door in the same room, her work's called Skewers, and it was made for a graduate show that she did at Mairangi Art Centre.
Mm.
And it's a simple work. It's basically three metal poles that she's fabricated, and then on it she's skewered on these giant ceramic animals and figures.
Oh, wow.
One is a cat, and the other one is sort of looks like a gingerbread man. And those have basically become, they're scaled up from the charm bracelet. So she was looking at the idea of charms on a bracelet and the sort of the sensibility of jewellery. And then she liked the idea of, like, you know, messing with scale, making them really giant, and then shoving them onto these poles, and the idea of skewering. And she was talking about, specifically, she says, the trio of charms were happily pierced like skewered meat, horses on a merry-go-round, or rubbish spiked on a litter picker. and then these specimens are impaled on oversized wimple pins, both supported and trapped. They become frozen in time, just like a butterfly in a Victorian glass dome.
Oh, how beautiful.
So
there's some really complex and, like, diverse ideas that are being explored across this show, but there are these kind of broad themes of the seasons and of weather that kind of ties it all together.
Yeah.
It's a really, diverse and expansive exhibition, and it is on all summer. Is that right, Kat?
Yeah, it's on until March. And the thing that's really fun about it is that each room in the mansion is themed for the season. So
amazing.
So you walk into the main entrance lobby, and you're hit by a dark midnight blue dark wall, which is winter, and you've got a lovely what's her name? A lovely egg by Anne Verdcourt, just perched high on a little sconce.
Right.
Which draws you automatically in, because it's completely made of pottery, and it's a broken egg with a spoon in it. And it's just sort of like surreal, you know? And so that's really framed. And then you just go to the right into the morning room, which is autumn. And then we've gone hog wild with the paint colours, and we've done mustard, ochre, Sahara paint.
Oh, fun.
And then the spring room is like a really fresh green, and then the the summer room, I went with, I was obsessed with, you know, Colleen's hair salon on Kay Road.
And the pink ceiling.
Yeah, the pink
there?
Ceiling. So I messaged her and I was like, please can you tell me what colour that is for your salon? I want to replicate that. So we've got Colleen's pink in the gallery.
I love that. That's so fun. I always, if I get my hair washed in there, I'm looking up at the ceiling and thinking that it's such a relaxing colour in there.
So relaxing.
So there's obviously a lot of colours. There's a lot of themes. So it's a really sensory experience. Kat, I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into this over the summer. When and where can people go and see this?
It's really easy. We're based in Hillsborough, 72 Hillsborough Road, Hillsborough. There's buses that get out there for those who want to be intrepid. and it's free to enter, and we're open 9 till 3, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then on the weekends 9 to 5. And I'm there myself on the desk Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm happy to give you a private tour. And I've got screens of notes here that I wanted to share but don't have time. So, I'm hoping that we're going to get some traction and lots of people are going to come through.
Awesome. Yep. And you can grab yourself some beautiful stickers or a tote bag as well.
Yeah, the tote bag is $9.
Oh, that's such a bargain.
Such a bargain.
Quick Christmas present thoughts. If anyone's, marking around, still got to get something for that difficult, auntie in your life that you don't know what to get for them because they're so trendy and they've got everything, maybe go get them a lovely tote bag from Luff. Thank you for coming in, Kat.
Thanks, Rachel.
Nice to chat with you, Kat Fuchs, speaking about Luff. We will see you soon. Have a lovely Christmas as well.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.